Hey guys, Mike from CrossFit Sweat Angel back again for a quick podcast tonight. Some of our members locally will know what I'm talking about. We're talking about the Eastern Shore Affiliate Challenge. It's coming up this weekend, the 28th of October, and there's three workouts for co-ed teams, so one male, one female. The first workout is a 3,200 meter run and a 3,200 meter row. Pretty much the partners will break up the run into 1,600 meter, essentially a mile increments, and they will break up the row however they like. So just want to talk a little strategy real fast. I've done this workout twice now. And just in our programming, we thought it was fun. I thought that our friends down at Salisbury, Cameron and Adam, did a really good job at programming this workout. Because if you're a team of two pretty good runners, it really makes you push on the row a little bit. If you're not so great at running, it's not a big deal. But it just means you'll have a little more time to row, and that won't be such a burden on you if that's not one of your strong points. But just a little strategy from just I've tried it twice perspective for those of you that care. I would totally recommend the person that is a stronger rower go out first, maybe even the stronger of the two runners that may be the same person, run their mile as fast as they can, and the rower try to get maybe half of the meters done, maybe about 1,600 meters. Even a little less is fine, but I would not jack your heart rate up if you're going to run second. That way you can go out the door, push the pace, and be competitive, with a total work time for completing both the 3,200 meters of the run and the row. I'm not sure exactly the setup and if you can see your partner running and where they are and what stage, but I think, on that after that transition, you're going to be able to push the row at the end after you've completed your mile if you can see your partner coming in hopefully match it up exactly when they run through the door. I would put the strong rower out for the run first and the not so strong rower out for the run second, and have them sort of row at about a 2 minute 500 meter pace, maybe a little slower depending, and then sort of gauge it on how fast you guys, your mile times are. So also account that you'll probably go a little bit faster in competition. So, maybe knock about 20 or 30 seconds off whatever time you may have done in practice. So just a little thought for you, as competitive as I am, I love to keep, all these tips and secrets to Sweat Angel ourselves, but I'm happy to share them. Hopefully, if this is one of your first competitions or, something, that you're not sure how to go about or you haven't tried it yet, maybe this will give you a little bit of insight. I want people to be able to give their best. I hope everyone who's super competitive only wants to compete against people who are giving their best. So, mull this over, give it a shot. We'll see you guys Saturday. Stay tuned. Looking to break down WOD number 2 here real shortly. Okay, thanks, guys. See ya.